Lead yourself. Lead SA.
Now, it gives me great pleasure today to be able to revisit one of our previous Lead SA featured organizations, because they happen to be partnering with the Norval Foundation as part of their education program. I'm talking about the Butterfly Art Project, who we first met in May last year, and how lovely to be able to say hello again to Zaid Philander. Nice to catch up with you.
Hi, thanks for having me again.
And also welcome to Lindsay Hendricks, who is the Norval Foundation's education coordinator. Thanks for having us here today, Lindsay, and great to meet you.
Thank you, you too.
Let's start with you, if we may, for the big picture about what's happening here before we find out how Zaid's project has been impacted. What is the vision of the education program here?
Well, we want to reach as broad an audience as possible within schools. We also aim to reach as many other organizations as well that work with children, and to basically make schools as or to make art education, rather, as accessible to schools as possible, to those who have access to art in their schools as well as to those who don't. We do this through our tours program, where we invite schools to come to the museum for a comprehensive tour of the museum as well as the sculpture garden, as well as our workshop program, where we host workshops for kids with activities, art activities relating to exhibitions, or just simply having some fun in the sculpture garden, for instance. We also have an outreach program where we invite NGOs and other organizations to bring kids for a tour as well, perhaps an activity afterwards as well.
Let's talk about why it's so important. You work at the Norval Foundation. Obviously, you get that art is important. You're passionate about it. You believe it has a place in everybody's learning experience. But for many schools which face immense challenges in terms of access to even the basic necessities like desks and textbooks and teachers, the thought of having an art curriculum and being able to afford art supplies and art teachers is just a pie-in-the-sky dream. Why is it that you really want to make the case for even those schools that don't have access within their own environment to take your hand and come and access it here? Why is art important for kids to be exposed to?
Well, art education is definitely a challenge. It's a daunting task for teachers who are not trained as art teachers. And not all schools would have the budget for a full art education program, or even just the basic necessities of an art program. So a lot of schools will not offer that. But art education is integral to a child's development holistically. It's all these subjects that they offer, it's all linked together. You can't focus on a few subjects and ignore others, which could be argued in the CAPS curriculum is the case, that art only gets 1 hour of teaching time in the current curriculum. But art has so much more to offer. It's to understand art is a literacy. It's the same with mathematics, the same with language. It's something you need to that you need to be able to understand, and you need a language for that. And learning that language increases other skills as well. It increases your critical thinking skills. It increases your observation skills. Just even describing a work, that helps you. You use English, or you use your language to be able to describe a work, to look at a work, the mood of the work, for instance. It doesn't exist in isolation. So if a child is not receiving art, they might be missing out on something that is their strong point if they're not strong in art academically. So it's quite sad that the state of education is like that, which is why we are also offering our program to make art more accessible.
Okay. I know I've said this before on the show, but I'm going to say it again. My kids were incredibly privileged to have access to a Waldorf kindergarten where art was everything. We didn't bother with learning numbers and letters. We got our, and I include the parents because the parents were involved often as well. We got our hands dirty. We did clay. We did painting. We did sewing. And it was watching. It was, and Zaid, I'm going to borrow from your name. It was watching a butterfly creep out of the pupa. The unlocking of creativity, of imagination, which then fed into so much more of their education going forward. Lindsay, I mean, it would be wonderful if every child in Cape Town had access that experience. How often are you able to do this for? How many kids come through the doors of the Norval in a given month?
Well, we have quite a few high schools that come through, especially at the high school groups that can arrange anything from 10 children to 70 per visit. So we get quite a few of those during the month. Yeah.
Okay. Now, the reason I've asked Zaid to join this conversation is, as I mentioned at the start, the Butterfly Art Project is one of the partners working with Norval to unlock this vision of access to art and art education. Zaid, I'm going to just take two steps back because you were with us in May last year chatting on the show, but not everybody listening today will have heard that interview.
Yeah.
So I think it's important to revisit what the Butterfly Art Project is all about. I remember you telling me it all began more than a decade ago now when a visiting German art therapist, Angela Kasch, saw the dire need for art, much as Lindsay's just described. What's happened in the ensuing 10 years?
So from the time that Angela actually came and started running informal art therapeutic lessons in settlements and in shanty towns, she would work a lot with informal educators in townships and running just, you know, clay classes. From that, fast forward 10 years later, we have a double-story building in Vrijgrond. We teach about 340 learners per week. We also have a program, we call them the Love Bugs, which are kids that have no access to schools, are not registered in any formal institutions. So we run art classes with them 3 times a week where they're able to not just, we provide them with nutrition, but we also provide them with art education. On top of that, we also train now approximately, well, I'm not too sure about the numbers, but we train adults and empower adults how to run art therapeutic classes within their communities themselves. So we try to create this network of artists that can come and sort of heal South Africa using the world of art.
What sort of impact do you see, particularly on the children who come into your program?
Well, specifically things that we look out for is obviously increasing their confidence, monitoring the way they interact socially, if they're emotionally withdrawn. There are very specific developments that we look out, the artistic development, the emotional development, and so on. But with that, it's also just being able to provide a safe space for these learners to feel like they can freely express because they don't actually have any other opportunities to do so.
I love that because many people would have stopped that sentence, that providing a safe space for those kids full stop. Mm. But a safe space to be able to express is so much more than just a place to be safe from gunfire on the streets and exposure to gangs and drugs, etc.
Yeah, absolutely.
Those love bugs in particular, I mean, I'm sure listeners are horrified hearing that there are that many children needing that kind of intervention in one community. We know that that's replicated all over Cape Town and beyond. For those children in particular, what you're offering basically the only sort of formalized training and schooling, for lack of a better word, that they're receiving?
Yeah, absolutely. So the most important thing is providing them with consistency, providing them for the structure and for them to understand what a classroom should actually look like. Because we've come across 12-year-olds that picked up a crayon for the first time and they draw on the level of a 2-year-old. And so we're trying to bridge that gap. We understand that this is a symptom of the problem and it's not actually the problem. The problem is that we don't have sufficient schools and places in schools, especially in poorer communities. And the easiest way for us to bridge that gap is to work with the learners that already exist and being able to get them into formal institutions, but also giving them the chance for them to struggle. There's a chance that we need to bridge them on an educational level, but also bring them towards the standard that they should be at.
Now, let's intersect these two conversations. Yes. Zaid, what's Butterfly Art Project's connection with Norval?
So with Norval Foundation, we partner on a few different levels. One of the most important is that the adults that we train, where they run all of these art therapeutic classes themselves independently, part of the curriculum or the modules that we offer them is not just going through all of the different practices of art and learning how to do, you know, watercolor and clay and working with all these different mediums, but part of that is also providing them access into an actual institution or a gallery so they can experience a gallery. A lot of these people do not have access. And so we provide them with a space where Lindsay can speak about artists and make it realistic to them. They can not just know about a bigger world, artistic world out there, but also find local artists that are exactly like them. And it inspires them and instills pride and gives them a chance to also want to participate into this.
Do any of your kids have the opportunity to come here as well?
Absolutely. We have a Heart for Art program, which is our after-school program. So all of our kids, we have an annual excursion. So, and it's lovely that this gallery gets to exchange the art all the time. It's a revolving gallery. So the kids get to come out and experience the art and also just experience a beautiful sculpture garden.
It is so beautiful. And I say that as somebody who feels very deficient in the literacy you were talking about to understand and talk about what I've seen here. The one thing you guys do really well here, Lindsay, across the board, is make what we're looking at understandable and give us references and frames of reference for understanding the work, which I would imagine is really, really particularly important when you're bringing children into the space.
Yeah, definitely. It's very, the work is interesting on a visual level as well to look at. So the kids have something they can identify that they can, or maybe perhaps that they can relate to. But also with some guidance, you know, like we link what they think, what their thoughts to what the artwork is showing, and also a bit of background about the art as well.
Fantastic conversation that's got goosebumps on all of us here talking about what's happening. May it go from strength to strength, Lindsay. And Zed, my final question is for you. I know last time we chatted, you had a Back a Buddy campaign going because art materials cost a bomb. We know that. Is that still going? How else can listeners support what's happening at the Butterfly Art Project?
Absolutely. We still have a Back a Buddy campaign. We actually have a new project called the Gratitude Project, where we're focusing on educating or empowering 60 new community art facilitators. And so we have an art drive, which is currently set up at the Art Source store on Roland Street in Cape Town. So this project is all about teaching people skills in fabric painting, embroidery, and sewing. And the idea is that hopefully they will all piece together these fabric quilted artworks and create a gratitude blanket.
Sounds amazing. So, can't wait to see what comes out of it.
Thank you.
Lovely to touch base with you again, Zed Philander of the Butterfly Art Project and Lindsay Hendricks of the Norval Foundation's Education Program. Thanks so much again for your input.
Thank you.
After the break, we will move from the visual arts to the art of dance.